I welcome you to today's episode of Restored Life Podcast with Stanley. Here we learn how to grow our knowledge of God's Word and to rest in His goodness. On this platform, we'll share how you can act on the Word of God, walk in your inheritance, and enjoy all God has made available to you in Christ Jesus. On today's episode, I'll be speaking on knowledge-based faith, and I'll read from the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And the Bible says, Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Hallelujah. You know, faith in God is based on the knowledge of who he is and what he has and what he can do. On the other hand, fear thrives on ignorance. From our text, Jesus disarmed the devil and his cohorts of all powers. The word disarmed means to be stripped of all power. Satan's humiliating defeat was not a secret. It was a public show, done in the full glare of all principalities and powers. That's why every time demons hear his name, they all bow in submission. And the name of Jesus on the believer's lips is a frightening reminder to Satan of his perpetual defeat. Now, after this humiliating defeat of Satan, Jesus triumphed over him. It's like winning someone, jumping on him and stamping on his, on his belly. So it's absolutely wrong to assume that Satan, having been defeated, still has any power over the believer. The believer's authority over Satan is worthy of emphasis. That's why there is nowhere in the New Testament where we are told to pray to God to help us deal with Satan or his schemes. It is the believer's responsibility to continually enforce their victory over Satan. God will not do that for us. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 11. You notice, it doesn't say that we may be able to stand against all the powers or all the authorities of the devil. Instead, it says that we may be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil. What are wiles? Wiles are tricks, deceits, guiles, devices, schemes. In other words, he disarmed Satan, but he has tricks. He still tricks people to believe that he's got power. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. You see, he creeps around like a roaring lion. He's not a roaring lion. He's just like it. The devil's, trick is to trick people. He's got tricks. He doesn't have powers. Praise God, the believer is not unaware of this. The Bible confirms this in this way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, he says, in order that Satan should not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Satan's main trick today is to ensure that believers remain ignorant of who they are and what happened to their adversary, the devil. On the other hand, I tell you, victory for the believer begins by knowing who they are and what happened to their adversary, the devil. Thank God the believer's armor is to fight against the tricks and not the powers of Satan, You will notice that all the armors listed in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, each of them deal with knowledge. The belt of truth and the helmet of salvation are to keep our minds, the believer's mind, from being contaminated. And we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. They resist the temptation to invent your strongholds. People have been misinformed about what your strongholds are. Your strongholds are not people. The Bible tells us unambiguously what strongholds are. It says they are arguments. Arguments are deceptive fantasies and human reasoning. He says they are pretension. Pretensions are imaginations, so-called exalted opinions, warped philosophies, imposing defenses that men erect against the true knowledge of God. The Bible says that strongholds are thoughts. Thoughts are rebellious ideas and perceptions. First, notice that all the strongholds listed here have to do with information or knowledge. Satan's strongholds are evil thoughts, imaginations, and defeating ideas that assault people's minds. And his usual antics is to pummel the minds of people with fearful thoughts in diverse forms. And as soon as they ponder on these thoughts, it becomes his stronghold against them. Therefore, any information that contradicts what the Bible says about who you are and what your kingdom rights and privileges are is a stronghold to be demolished. Those prayer points that emphasize the so-called powers of witches, demons, and forces of darkness, they are antithetical to the scriptures and they erect a stronghold in the mind of those who pray them, you know. Any teaching that is silent on or blatantly denies the power, you know, of the believer over sin, sickness, and the devil is a stronghold of the devil that must be demolished. Any information that arrogates Satan with all of his baggage and makes him seem to be powerful is a stronghold that must be demolished. In other words, any idea that makes it seem right for a believer to be at the mercy of the forces of darkness is inconsistent with scriptures and therefore is a stronghold. Again, any teaching that makes it seem right for a believer to abuse the grace of God by toying with sin is a deceptive fantasy. Ignorance of the word of God is a stronghold that must give way to knowledge. I imagine how passionate Paul was with his prayer for the new converts in Ephesians chapter 1, 15 to 23. He prayed for wisdom. He prayed for revelation. He prayed for knowledge. Because ignorance is Satan's little weapon against the church of God. Today, even long-term believers are still dealing with ignorance of the word of God. Scripture says in book of Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9b, it says, "But through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Isn't it antithetical for a believer to be so ignorant of the word of God and still expect to be delivered? When the Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Countless violent midnight prayers, fasting and anointing to break the yoke, you know, services and all such embellished activities will amount to little or nothing as long as the people involved in them are ignorant of the word of God. Today, why do Christians still seek deliverance? Deliverance from who? Is it God or from the devil? Doesn't it mean that, does it mean that after, you know, you were saved, the devil still has a hold on your life? The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, "Therefore he," that is Jesus, "is able to save completely those who come to God through him." So if you were comprehensively saved, it should therefore mean that you are unconditionally free. Beloved, when you got saved, God took up residence in you by his Holy Spirit. Yes, he lives in you right now, regardless what your current circumstances might say. Now, when you seek deliverance from the so-called powers of the devil, this is contrary to every gospel truth there is. Hear this. Satan has no powers. He isn't genius, as some people think. He has no new stunts to pull. Jesus said, "In my name shall they cast out devils." Indisputably, believers, that is you and I, are empowered by Jesus to cast out devils. So why should another believer have to cast out devils out of you? And for some, they do it routinely, quarterly or yearly, annually. Let me sound this very clearly. Ignorance of the word of God is defeat for the Christian. And knowledge of God's word is victory. Faith in God is based on his word, since God and his word are inseparable. So when we live by his word, Satan is no more a factor and we do not lose sleep over his repeated threats. Why? Because the word tells us of his humiliating defeat that left him with no powers. He, however, would continue to prey on believers, on people's ignorance till the end of time. But know this, the least of the saints of God today is superior to the devil. He knows this. Sadly, many believers don't know it or they forget it so often. But remember, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9 tells us, "But through knowledge shall the just be delivered." Deliverance starts and ends with knowledge. Knowledge of the word of God. And Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 tells us, unambiguously, that the people who know their God will firmly resist the adversary. So as believers, we are unconquerable. We cannot be defeated by the devil or anything in this world. So stop struggling to break through or to be victorious. For that will mean like a human working so hard to prove that he's won. We are more than conquerors. And that's how we were born. We were born that way. We were born free. Therefore, it's a matter of great importance that you arm yourself with the word. With the word of God, you can put out the fiery darts of the devil. You can guard your heart against his inspired fears, his unbelief and doubt. God provides us with his full armor. So put it on. Be well guarded in it so that you'll be able to expel all the wiles of the devil. God won't do that for you. You gotta do it yourself. And so do not give the devil a chance. So should he show up anywhere around you or bring negative thoughts to your mind to cause you to fear and to doubt, take your authority, and in the name of Jesus Christ, shut him down and cast him out. He has been stripped of all powers, and all the powers are wrapped up in the name of Jesus, and they have been given to you as an inheritance. So use it today against the devil. I pray that your eyes will be opened to this reality in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you real good. If you've been blessed by this podcast, please share with other people whom you care about. Amen.